Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. It's brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. Find out more at energyfuels.com. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing awesome.
Yeah.
Another great day.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
The build up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Today, I don't know what the national day is, but maybe consider stretching, taking a jog, or going on a walk today in preparation for Thursday's meal.
Or going home.
Yeah.
Our house is filling up with people coming back home. So,
yeah.
It's a great week.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. Well, good deal. Again, a lot to be thankful for on this week. Thanksgiving, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty of news for the local Red Rock listening area as well. Let's take a look at some of those items of news throughout the Red Rock listening area, including in San Miguel County, where Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials are seeking the public's help in an investigation into the poaching of 8 deer and elk in San Miguel County. Cortez's Jim Mimiaga reporting on this. Cortez Journal's Jim Mimiaga reporting on this. You can find more in online at the-journal.com. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, they're investigating the 8 suspected poaching incidents within Game Management Unit 70 in San Miguel County. It's poaching is suspected for 3 male mule deers found shot within Dry Creek Basin. 2 bull elks were discovered at Dan Noble State Wildlife Area south of Norwood, and another bull elk and 2 cows were also shot and left to waste in the Callahan Draw area southwest of Norwood. It's believed that these incidences took place between October 30th and November 15th. Colorado Public Wildlife is releasing the details on the suspected poaching cases, asking for information related to this incident, and asking that you contact them at 877-265-6648 if you've got any information. It's the latest out of San Miguel County. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Town of Bluff, Utah, is launching a strategic planning survey for community members, a 10-minute survey asking for Town of Bluff residents to help guide important conversations for their 5-year strategic plan. Responses will shape the priorities and futures of the Town of Bluff by sharing insights on projects that matter most to you. You can get it available at town offices through November 30th. You can also get it online through November 30th. So they're asking folks in Bluff to go ahead and fill out that survey and let their voices be heard. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Dustin McKinley with Crump Burismo at Ford, here to announce the biggest change in Ford since the Model A came in 2 colors. You can have your next Ford built to order. Come build your dream Ford with us at 1805 South Highway 191, Moab. How do you, Moab Ford?
Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, announces their Black Friday sale through the month of November. Check out a 2-person dome tent, only $19.95. Park bench, $99.99. 20% off cabin socks and fishing poles. Camp Pellet Grill, $499, and so much more. The Black Friday sale is on now. Hurry into Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, next to Walker's True Value.
Tony and his staff from Fiesta Mexicana want to thank our locals for the continuing support. Fiesta Mexicana, with the best Mexican food and margaritas in town. Happy Thanksgiving from our families to yours. Fiesta Mexicana!
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022, 9:13 a.m. Glad you've joined us. The Red Rock Morning Show brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. Find out more at energyfuels.com. We've got a few local meetings happening today. San Juan County Board of Commissioners meeting this morning at 11 a.m. They'll have a couple of items on their agenda, including canvassing of the elections. Also consider going into Board of Equalizations for some adjustments, including a veteran and low-income abatement list. During the meeting, they'll consider intent to negotiate a contract for public defender services in San Juan County, as well as a creation of a San Juan County Criminal Justice Coordinating Council, and also some items related to personnel and HR. So all part of the San Juan County Commission meeting today at 11 a.m. Already meeting this morning, the Montezuma County Board of County Commissioners. Their meeting started this morning at 9. I've got a couple of items, including unfinished business, including a liquor license renewal for Double R Liquors. And they'll also consider an intergovernmental agreement with Colorado Department of Transportation for paths to Mesa Verde. They'll also have some updates from a couple different departments, including public health, economic development, Montezuma County Transportation, Veteran Services, and others, all part of the Board of Commissioners meeting today. Grand County Commission not meeting today.
It's going to be interesting on the San Juan County Commission. Of course, they'll canvass the election, and as those numbers trickle in at the end, that race really tightened between Sylvia Stubbs and Willie Gray Eyes. But they counted all the votes. There's still an 18-vote difference, which is not within the recount margin. Anyway, yeah, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. We're going to do a big in-depth analysis of the election next week in the San Juan Record. We'll talk about it here, too.
Yeah, Bill and I, we've been salivating. We love looking at the numbers, and it's really nerdy and maybe doesn't make for great radio or super interesting read, but darn it, we're gonna write it anyways because it's interesting to us. But
so
yeah, it's really
those of you who are just hanging on the edge of your seat waiting election analysis, it's coming next week.
Yeah. You know, and we're not, you know, we don't have models or, you know, a lot of those things you'll see on your network television or anything like that, but we can look and look at some information that's interesting. You know, voter turnout is interesting to see. You
by know, precinct and by area. And trends over time. Man, it's fascinating radio.
It is. It is. We're fascinated by it. But you know what? We'll give you about a 20-second warning before we go into it. So you'll have that in mind. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The Navajo Police Department in the Chinle District is asking for help in locating Jerissa Mae Harris, 29-year-old woman, last seen between Greasewood, Arizona, and Burnside Junction on foot. The Navajo Police Department is asking for the public's assistance to locate 29-year-old Jerissa Mae Harris, last seen wearing a black sweater. With the symbol of a bear with the letters California. She has a nose ring and a tattoo on her right leg of a feather. If you have any information, contact the Chinle District at 928-674-2111. Again, that's the Chinle District, 928-674-2111.
Well, again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got memorial services and funerals happening throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there's a funeral service this morning at 10 a.m. for Kevin Hatch. That will be held at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Funeral services on Saturday for Marie Mon of Moab begins at 11 a.m. at the Moab Stake Center. For more information on these and other funerals, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in unit number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Tis the holiday season. Celebrate with regular visits to the Moab Chevron, where you can get some fuel for your car and fuel for your body with the fresh homemade food at Stew's Deli and the coldest beer in town. The Moab Chevron is locally owned, not a big corporate gas station, and ready to help you get on your way. The friendly staff at the Moab Chevron wishes everyone happy holidays and a great new year.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary in Cortez provides the highest quality cannabis products to the Four Corners region every day. Now they're partnering with Good Sam's Food Pantry for a season of giving food drive through the end of the year. Bring dry goods to the Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway, and they'll match your donation can for can, box for box. Together, we can make a difference. Voted Best Dispensary in Montezuma County, the Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sunday from 10 to 6, with happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. When you're looking for quality, look for the Doobie Sisters.
The holidays are almost here. Come check out the red hot buys on Christmas decor at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. 7-foot pre-lit LED Winchester trees, $99.99. 4-foot pre-lit LED potted pines, $29.99. Platinum LED light sets, just $19.99. And 20% off select clips, hooks, and hanging strips. Plus, wrap it in red with great deals on patio heaters, grills, and DeWalt and Craftsman power tools and accessories. That's just the beginning of our red hot buys through November at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Energy Fuels, creating opportunities and supporting the local community is important to us. Because together with our dedicated employees, we safely produce critical materials that support cleaner energy sources and a better planet for future generations. From clean, zero-emission nuclear energy to electric vehicles and renewables, Energy Fuels in San Juan County are now at the center of a national effort to provide reliable energy for a cleaner environment. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
When it comes to out-of-this-world places in Utah, one place stands alone, Jackass Joe's. To find this place, you have to drive to the end of Highway 191 at I-70, exit 182. It's the Twilight Zone and an end-of-the-road experience. There is this weird green building holding jerky from everywhere in the galaxy. You will discover beef, alligator, turtle, snake, yak, boar, dinosaur, and some galactic favorites like Ugya and Tribble, all cooked and dried for your enjoyment. And do not forget a dessert of flavored bugs and trilobites. Jackass Joe's, with the orneriest owner this side of Jupiter and a sea store to match. Jackass Joe's, the UFO stop spot off I-70, exit 182.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022, 9:22 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Lots of twos there. 9:22, November 22, Tuesday.
The morning show brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. Find out more at energyfuels.com. Happy to give you an update from our last segment. The Navajo Police Department and Division of Public Safety just updated their post about the missing Jerissa Mae Harris and said that she has been located. The flyer's been updated. That happened at 9:15. So we gave you some old news, but only by about 5 minutes. So anyways, happy to hear that. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on this Tuesday, November 22nd. Bill, tell us about the National Day.
Well, we're getting ready for the big celebration on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. You may recall yesterday was National Stuffing Day. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that today is National Cranberry Relish Day. The stuffing industry and the cranberry industry, they're doing their best to remind you to go out and
get their stuff.
Open up a can.
Yeah.
Anyway, sounds good. It's also Go for a Ride Day, which is nice. As I mentioned, people are riding over the river and through the woods on their way to home. Yeah. So travel safe if you're out on the road today.
Yeah.
Good weather.
Yes.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, it was pretty treacherous traveling, and now it's good day to travel. On Go for a Ride Day. On this day in history, President John Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas in 1963, November 22nd. A lot of celebrity birthdays today. Scarlett Johansson is 38. Jamie Lee Curtis is 64. Actor Mark Ruffalo is 55. And tennis player Billie Jean King is 79 years old. Classic hits. World guitarist Stephen Van Zandt is 72 years old today. He plays guitar in the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen. And actress Mariel Hemingway is 61 years old today. Local birthdays, we've only got one. Andrew Torres has his birthday today, so happy birthday, Andrew. Our birthdays are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, we'll take a quick break. We'll send you to the on-air job fair and be back with the local and regional sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Young's Machine Company in Monticello is looking for a parts assistant who has great customer service skills. You'll handle shipping, receiving, inventory, purchasing, answering phones, data entry, and other office work. Must be computer literate and good at handling multiple tasks. You'll work Monday through Thursday. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or email resumes to youngsmachine@frontiernet.net. Tryhurst Construction is seeking applicants for a project manager and superintendent. Project manager duties include managing and maintaining contracts, budgets, and owner-architect relations. The superintendent position duties include daily managing subcontractors and self-performed scopes for all jobs. For more information and to apply, go to tryhurstconstruction.com or call 435-485-0699. Again, visit TryHurstConstruction.com or call 485-0699. Grump Reese Ford of Moab is looking for a person who can be a customer service representative. Grump Reese is willing to train the right helpful and friendly applicant. Now here's your chance to be part of the automotive business with Grump Reese Ford. Full benefits and great work balance. The San Juan School District has openings for paraprofessionals, bus drivers, and substitute teachers. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215. Or visit us at www.sjsd.org.
Announcing a real job with a future and ultimate stability. Come work with the Moab Post Office. Enjoy a rewarding career with a salary of over $40,000 a year with benefits for letter carriers and window clerks. The Moab Post Office invites all who are friendly to visit today. The United States Post Office in Moab has a job waiting for you. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is seeking a pharmacy technician. Training is provided for the right applicant with excellent wages and a new direction working with Walker Drug. Learn a new career as a trained pharmacy technician. Stop by the store for an application.
Looking for your next great adventure in nursing? Canyonlands Care Center in Moab is looking for CNAs at $20 an hour, CLPNs at $25 an hour, and RNs at $35.50 an hour. Come join their nursing family. Competitive pay, full benefits, and paid time off, located behind the hospital. For more info, email jillian.fryer@cccmoab.org or call 435-719-4400.
TSA is hiring part-time transportation security officers at Canyonlands Field Airport. These positions start at $21.98 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous security experience is required. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a preschool special education teacher, a high school special ed paraprofessional, a middle school boys basketball coach, a substitute bus driver, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
For sportsbook thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one to score a bundle. Make a parlay bet up to $50 and Ute Mountain Casino will match it. Make the bets Fridays at noon to 1 p.m. Sunday. And every week, pick your pro favorites in Pigskin Payday. You could win free play and up to $200,000. It's all at Ute Mountain Casino Sportsbook, the place to watch, wager, and win. Details at utemountaincasino.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, wants you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean the furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special now. Receive a full furnace cleaning and service for all Red Rock Radio listeners at a low, low price of only $89. That's only $89. Don't miss Moab Heat and Cool's $89 Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool and Bryant Whatever It Takes for this limited time offer for our Red Rock family. Call 259-1519. That's 259-1519.
It's fall. That means it's time for the big yard sale at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. On top of the already low sale prices, now you can take another 50% off. That's up to 75% off retail. Now's the time to get ready for winter too, and Walker's True Value reminds you to check your gutters, furnace, and smoke detectors. Prep your sprinklers, clean your fireplace, and stock up for cold weather. Walker's True Value's got you covered on all your winter supplies. It's up to 75% off at the yard sale while supplies last at Walker's True Value, next to Walker Drug in Moab.
Hi, I'm Corinne from Care About Childcare, and I have a question for you. Do you enjoy working with children? The City of Blanding needs childcare providers, and Care About Childcare is looking for those interested in starting their own business. Startup costs any $1,500 grant available for family childcare providers, as well as support and limited funding available for a childcare center in southern San Juan County. You can learn more by calling 435-613-5619. Funded by DWS through CRRSAA.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's 9:32 a.m. on this Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. We've got the local and regional sports report. That, of course, is sponsored by our friends at Knowles Home Furnishing, Bill.
Yes, don't miss the big two-day sale at Knowles Home Furnishing on South Main in Moab. Black Friday starts at 9 a.m. on Friday morning. 9 to 11 with 10 incredible doorbuster sales, including 25% off all in-stock recliners and bar stools, leather match sofas for $6.99, accent tables for $79, chairside tables for $129, a queen bed for $4.94 with a free mattress, and much more. Black Friday deals extend Friday and Saturday for 2 days only, with a wide selection of sectionals, sofas, love seats, mattresses, bedroom sets, tables and chairs, all your home furnishing needs. On approved credit, get 12 months no interest and no payments. So, see you at the Black Friday sale Friday and Saturday at Knowles Home Furnishings on Main Street in Moab.
Very good. Thanks, Bill, and thanks, Knowles. This, again, sponsors of our local regional sports report. Local sports report. Yesterday, looking at scores, the San Juan Broncos boys basketball team beat Grand County Red Devils by a score of 82-52. That game happening in Moab last night. A couple games today for our regional teams. The Green River Pirates are on the road, taking on the Wayne Badgers in both boys and girls basketball. The Green River girls team 0-3 taking on the 2-0 Badgers. The boys team 1-1 taking on the 0-1 Wayne Badgers. Also tonight, Grand County Red Devils girls team 2-0 on the year taking on the Juab Wasps. They're playing their first game of the year. That's tonight at 7 in Moab. So that'll do it for the local sports report. Taking a look at the regional sports report. In action yesterday, the Utah Jazz were on the road in L.A. taking on the Clippers. Los Angeles getting the win 121-114 over the Jazz. In action tonight, the Denver Nuggets hosting the Detroit Pistons at 7 o'clock, and the Phoenix Suns hosting the L.A. Lakers at 8. Also, yesterday, the Arizona Cardinals were in Mexico City taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers getting the 38-10 win on Monday night over the Cardinals. Cardinals fall to 4-7 on the year. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.